right, I'm here with Joe Moak. We are talking about the upcoming PDX event at which he will be one of our esteemed presenters. Joe, can you tell me or tell the audience just a little bit about yourself, how long you've been an engineer, kind of what your specialties are, et cetera?
Yeah, you bet. I've been doing product design engineering in the medical device and consumer electronics space primarily for about close to 25 years now.
That's it? Only 25 years? What are a couple of your favorite projects that you've worked on?
Oh, great question. The ones that come to mind, I worked on the first iPad. I worked on iMacs, Mac Mini, and Apple TV while I was at Apple. Several others. Also was the chief architect on Playbase at Sonos. That was a lot of fun. I worked at an outdoor equipment company called Black Diamond and worked on a carabiner there and the JetForce Air Pack. There are a ton, but those are the ones that are top of mind.
Oh my gosh, so cool. Such cool projects that you've worked on. Well, what a privilege it'll be for us to have you speaking at this event. Can you tell me why did you agree to be a presenter at PDX?
I love meeting new engineers, and I love sharing what I've learned, and I love kind of hearing people's thoughts about the way that I talk about my experience, and I always learn something when I'm, you know, in these groups of other talented engineers.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about the specific topic that you'll be presenting at PDX and why it's important for today's engineers?
Yeah, you bet. I'll be talking about tolerance analysis, which may seem a little dry, but it has been cornerstone of many of my successes. I have a bit of a unique take on tolerance analysis. I typically start conducting analyses very early in the design process, and I use it as a tool to optimize my designs throughout the entire process, from concept all the way through high volume production. And so I'm going to attempt to tell a story about how we take those early analyses to help get the design sort of on a firm foundation, and how we can use tolerance analyses to react to the, you know, inevitable changes and sort of unexpected hits from the left and the right that happen as you march your way toward high volume production.
I love this topic. It brings to mind a story from a team member here at Pipeline who worked on a project where they were 3D printing basically all the prototypes. And, you know, everything fit together fine, and it was functional, it was working. And then they went to make it in, you know, plastic injection molded parts, and lo and behold, things are not fitting together. Tolerance analysis, right? Like, it wasn't there. So super important topic to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to tell my engineers on my team that you know, our only real deliverable to the cross-functional team is our 3D CAD and our 2D drawings. And my expectation is that those specifications represent a design that you know, when parts are built to those specs, everything should fit together and the product should perform as advertised 99.97% of the time. And it's super challenging to achieve that goal without having done tolerance analysis.
Totally. And just think about all the time that gets lost or wasted if that analysis is not done ahead of time. You send out parts, tooling gets made, parts come back, they don't fit. I mean, this is potentially months of lost time. And depending on the product, easily hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars lost.
That's right. Yeah, we've had several clients in the past who have showed up and said, hey, I think I might have a tolerance problem here. And I look at their design and, boy, not only do you have a tolerance problem, you've got like a product architecture problem. And the net effect is that their line is down. They literally can't ship product. They put some units together and the buttons don't work at all. And they put other units together and the buttons are like fully depressed and closed.
we don't want to give away the whole talk here, but is there a story, maybe a short story that you can share about how applying these principles of sound tolerance analysis has led to measurable improvements in project outcomes or innovations that your team has been a part of?
Yeah, yeah. The easy story is one fairly recently on the Opal camera. I put together a product architecture that sort of anticipated these types of changes as we moved very quickly through the development process. And we were in a position where I had engineered the product to accommodate a particular camera module, and everything was working fine until that camera module went end of life and we couldn't get them anymore. And we had to find a different module that was a different size. And within a matter of almost minutes, maybe hours, I had redesigned the critical mating components to accommodate that new camera module. And it was an almost seamless drop in to the design. And that got us, that was one of the stories that got us from, you know, early concept to a product in the customer's hands in, I think it was 10 months, which was unheard of. I didn't think it was possible until we actually did it.
Amazing. Let's say that you had not had the foresight to set up your tolerance and your designs the way that you did. How much additional time do you think would have been required to retrofit this new camera?
It could have been months. It could have been months, like trying to figure out which features were interfering from the between the camera and the housing. And then, you know, without these analyses in place, we likely would have made a mistake that would have created a crash between the moving camera barrel. It was an autofocus camera module. We would have crashed the camera barrel into the inside of the adjacent housing had we not understood how the tolerances were affecting the overall gap within the system.
Incredible. So amazing. I can't wait to hear this presentation. Thinking about it from a leadership perspective, right? Managers are going to be evaluating whether there's enough value to pay to send their engineers on this training trip. How do you think that your insights, I mean, we've kind of already talked about it, but maybe just framing this question a different way brings something else out. How do you think these tolerance analysis insights that you'll share at PDX, your unique strategy, will help managers support and elevate their engineering team's capabilities?
Great question. My goal is that folks in the audience will walk away with, if not ideas and philosophies, some tools that they can apply when they sit back down at their desk to actually understand their product architectures, understand how tolerance analysis can help them optimize those architectures. And ideally, they'll have a story to tell their managers about, you know, how a little bit of work up front is going to mitigate particular risks downstream.
Yeah. Now, there are plenty of engineering events out there. There's like MD&M, that's a big one for medical devices. There's Automate, there's Rapid, there's plenty of conferences out there. How do you think that the PDX and specifically your presentation there will kind of stand apart from other industry events in terms of like practical learning and enhancing capabilities?
My guess is that this event is going to be a little smaller, a little more intimate, perhaps, with more opportunity for kind of audience interaction. I don't plan on talking for my entire allotted time slot. I plan on talking just enough to get the ideas out into the minds of the audience and then spend a lot of time answering questions and talking through specifics and making sure that, you know, folks in the audience have an opportunity to understand how their particular problem might be addressed or solved or helped through, you know, what I happen to be talking about in the moment.
Phenomenal. I love it. All right, Joe, anything else that you'd like to share about the upcoming event and your contributions or participation therein?
There's something nice about being involved in the first of anything. And I'm super excited to be on the docket for this first event. And it's going to be really fun as the event grows over the years to be able to say that I was there on day one.
One of the founding fathers. That's right. All right. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks, Aaron.
I'm Aaron Moncur, founder of Pipeline Design and Engineering. If you liked what you heard today, please share the episode. To learn how your team can leverage our team's expertise developing turnkey equipment, custom fixtures, and automated machines, and with product design, visit us at teampipeline.us. Thanks for listening.